Yeah, I'm happy about, you know, scoring a goal today. I think we were struggling in the second half. I think we had a good first half where we dominated, especially in the beginning of the game. Turned out to be a harder second half, and then, yeah, receiving a goal and coming back like that, that's, you're always happy about that. So I think we're okay with the 1 point today.
Coach, I have to ask, because when you score like that in the 94th minute, even though it's not 3 points for you, does it still feel a bit like a win just to get something on the board in that situation?
Yeah, we actually discussed that, because it's a different feeling than like just drawing 0-0 and having the comeback in the team. And also, you know, we have a game plan if we're chasing, and we had that in, and we got that corner kick, and yeah, got that goal. So it is a little different, even though it's the same point as just like 10 minutes previously. So.
You know, won all that were equalized like in the 60th minute, right?
Yeah.
Just a question for you as well. Of course, you didn't start this one, but you came off the bench. Just how important is it to, as a striker, as a more attacking player, to, you know, get a goal and to help your team? And that, you know, maybe next match, coach was thinking, you know, maybe I might start you instead. Just tell us how important that is.
Yeah, I think every player on this team, no matter if you start or if you come on as a game changer, you play an important role, and we've instilled that from the beginning since preseason. And so whatever role coach gives me, I'm going to step up and do everything I can. And obviously getting that goal was just showing like all the hard work that the team had put in from the first 60 minutes that I wasn't in the field. And so I think it was a team goal. We fought hard at the end to get that corner kick and get a chance on goal. So we practiced set pieces, and we're happy to get one and finish it today.
Shereena at CBC Sports. Jessica, you're from here. Did you have family out here today?
I did. So I was born in Mississauga. Obviously, I grew up in Montreal, but it does hit home a little bit. I did have a lot of family here. My brother, both my parents are here, and my godmother. So, yeah, I have a little crowd supporting me across the country. Honestly, they're so supportive. So definitely, I think my brother told me my mom was emotional after the game, you know, coming back from an injury, and being able to get a goal today was big for me and big for the team. And so,
just a quick follow-up. Quinny's knock would look pretty hard. Are they okay?
They seemed okay, so I'm sure they will be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
That was my question.
Coach, we've seen a little Brandon Cube Canucks abroad. We've seen, you know, from sort of the start of the season, we've now seen two draws back to back in the league. Wonder if you can maybe speak to some of the parry that you've seen and some of the learning, maybe from, you know, the first few games of the season where it seemed like teams were sort of trying to figure each other out, to sort of now where we are seeing these very, very close matchups.
Yeah. So first thing I'm satisfied with is having a team that is fighting against the whole game, and also conceding a goal and then being able to have that comeback. We've also been behind with more than one and got it together and was just taking it one step by the time. But yeah, I still think, and that's across all the teams, that we're still finding each other. When we're kind of out of position, we're kind of looking at each other and figuring out what are we doing now. So that it takes time, these things. But definitely we have the structure and the game plans to add in. But mostly as a coach, you're happy about the behaviors in the team, and I'm definitely very happy about that.
That was the first road game for you guys. You're on road again. Were there any challenges?
Yeah, well, this is where we have had like three amazing games at home, and that was a good way to start the season. We're also looking forward to get on the road to travel with the team and figure out all these math back and forth. Also for me, like the distances and the time changes, like Denmark, where I'm from, that's very small, so this is a big country. So figuring that out, and I feel that we did that pretty well, and we enjoy being together. So yeah, this is good. This is like pre-season and having that camp that we wanted. So
yeah, I think going on the road, it brings everyone closer. You know, you're with each other 24/7 every meal, so we get along with each other. We all love hanging with each other, so I think it was good first road trip and good first game.
Yeah, one more if I may. Jessica, I have experience with this. I don't know what you coach, but being a new league, new team, this is the first time you face games in Toronto. Just describe some of the challenges that faces when you face a team for the very first time, especially in a competitive match like this one.
Yeah, well, we're excited to meet like all the teams in the league the first time, because then we have something we can lean against and figure out how we're going to solve the things, because we don't know that much around the teams yet. But yeah, just to see like every team coming out with their style of play and get them to and play them the second time, we're looking forward to that as well. So yeah, it's good to get out there.
Coach, I just wanted to talk about the resilience of the team. Obviously, like 86 minutes, they scored. Many teams would probably think, okay, probably gonna be a loss. Then you come back and score in the dying seconds. Like, just take me through the resilience of your team.
Yeah, it's also like leaning back on a plan. So we knew what we were doing. So what we wanted to do in that situation. Of course, we can discuss if we wanted to go for that earlier. But here we were kind of like set in keeping the zero, and then when that didn't happen, we had to come forward some more. So I'm happy to see again the behaviors of the team, how they react in adversity, and also like having the starting 11, but having the supporters as well, and the game changers coming in and changing the picture. So that's what you want in a squad, especially now we're leaning into four games that comes very close to each other. We need the whole squad now. So.
Any other questions?
Just a quick follow-up if I can. Coach Anya, you have a couple of players that are actually from Toronto, and there was a lot of Rise support actually in the bleachers today and in New York. Was there any conversation about that excitement about just playing here?
Yes. Definitely. Like, this has also, there've been like, when you gather players from the whole country, there are like cities where we players feel like extra like home. And even I don't come from here, but I feel like this is home as well for some of the players and staff. So we had staff and players that bought like 20 or 30 tickets for today. So that was also a little home game for us, and that it's special to come here and hear that support as well.
I guess so. Just let's have Jessica add to that about all the fans from Toronto, and even your captain, like Quinn, is mm-hmm. from Toronto. Just the feeling that everyone has about coming here.
Yeah. It's a game at the end of the day, but I think, you know, when you go to your hometown and you have family in the stands, maybe you play a little harder, or you play with your heart on the field. And yeah, I think we're all going to get our turn to play on home turf. And so I think for everyone on the team, we play for each other, and we know it's important every game to one another. So we kind of work as hard as we can when we can, and leave it all on the pitch. As you can tell, the 94th minute.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're free.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ottawa first.
Ottawa first.
Sorry.